This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're all way smarter now than we were a week ago about PRISM and FISA and all the ways that our data is gathered without us knowing about it. Now, though, a story from the other side, the side where we knowingly and willingly offer ourselves up for surveillance. There's news today that Google is close to buying a company called Waze. It's a mapping app made by an Israeli company, sticker price more than $1 billion. Its maps basically via crowdsourcing. Waze tracks people with their permission through their smartphones. It then generates maps and traffic data that can be used by other drivers. Waze now has 47 million users, hundreds of millions more when and if it joins up with Google, revealing perhaps that the line between us being happy we're being tracked and being weirded out by it can be very, very thin. Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports.
Waze is basically a GPS app. Punch in your destination and it gives turn-by-turn directions. But what makes Waze stand out is that it gives real-time traffic information by asking users to volunteer their locations. Chris Silva is an analyst at the Altimeter Group. He says, let's say Waze notices you're going 5 miles an hour on the freeway.
It'll actually ask me, hey, are you in traffic? Report your traffic status now.
Or
if I see an accident or a speed trap, I can report that information and it all gets compiled into a database.
And it all gets shared with other Waze users. Andreas Weigand runs a social data lab at Stanford. He says the difference between surveillance and crowdsourcing is transparency. But users also have to feel like they're getting something useful back.
People understand that in order to get real-time traffic information, you do give information.
And it's that give and take that Google is trying to get more of. That's one of the reasons it's interested in Waze. Google wants to make its map more social by getting users to contribute, say, information about what restaurants they like and where they're meeting their friends. Then Google can sell ads against it. But Altimeter's Chris Silva says that the news of PRISM and Google's involvement in turning over data to the government might put a chill on Waze's crowdsourcing efforts.
I think for a certain portion of users, they may start wondering, well, where does this data end up?
And if under Google's watch, they might get more watching than they signed up for. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.